This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts on some of the latest developments on the policy in Afghanistan, as well as some of the ongoing violence we're seeing in Pakistan, including some other issues in the war on terror. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Greg, and thank you again for updating and educating the American people.
Our pleasure, sir. And of course, earlier this year, President Obama, who is now mulling the strategy forward in Afghanistan, sent 21,000 additional forces to Afghanistan to provide additional security in the lead up to the August elections. As you know, sir, there have been great allegations of widespread voter fraud, and now there's a push for a runoff, even though the official tally to this point wouldn't suggest that there needs to be one. How concerned are you, sir, about the validity of the August election, and what do you think ought to be done going forward here to make sure that the government is as legitimate as it can be?
Well, all of us have an interest in honest elections. I'd certainly like to have honest and fair elections here in the United States. And so as we look at what's going on in Afghanistan, of course, the Taliban threatened to kill anyone who voted. They threatened to kill the poll workers, and that an election itself, to me, was an extraordinary achievement. And the bravery of millions of Afghani people as the votes are being counted, I really believe that it will be done accurately. It may not be as clean and clear as we want, but again, we have certainly many communities here in the United States that I would question their elections.
Congressman, you've been in Congress about the same length of time Hamid Karzai has been the man in Afghanistan. How much confidence do you have in his leadership?
Well, I truly am a big fan of President Karzai. I've visited with him 5 times at his palace there in Kabul. I have met him here. I certainly was very impressed his address to a joint session of Congress. I believe that, and I truly have equated him to George Washington. We know that there are problems in the government. We know even within his family that there are problems. But sadly, that's truly a reflection of the culture.
Congressman, we know that the policy in Afghanistan, the violence we see in Afghanistan, is inextricably linked to what's going on in Pakistan as the Taliban and the Pakistani military continue to clash there, and it appears as though the Pakistani military is doing quite well. At the same time, we're still seeing terrorist attacks, especially over this past week in Pakistan. What's your sense on the way things are headed there and the impact it has on Afghanistan?
Well, it's crucial. Pakistan, a country of 170 million people, a nuclear power. We must succeed, and as President Obama said, and as late as August, he appeared before the Veterans of Foreign Wars at their convention in Phoenix, and he indicated very clearly that, and I want to quote him because it's really on point, going forward, we must constantly adapt our tactics to stay ahead of the enemy and give our troops the tools and equipment they need. At every step of the way, we'll assess our efforts to defeat al-Qaeda and its extremist allies, and this is exactly what the president said, and to help the Afghan and Pakistani people build the future they seek. And so I agree with President Obama, his statements in August. Things haven't changed. In fact, the challenge has gotten worse. I appreciate, too, you pointing out the Pakistani army. You need to be aware that the United States, Pakistan has been an ally for over 50 years. Many of the military officers, including the Chief of Staff, General Kiani, were trained in the United States. I've actually had the opportunity to visit with Pakistani military forces in Muzaffarabad. I've seen they are very professional, and I know that, and part of the attacks, particularly the gruesome homicide attacks, murders in the past 24 hours, were to discourage the Pakistani military from going against the Taliban and al-Qaeda in South Waziristan. But I have faith in the people of Pakistan that they understand they're under attack, Dozens of persons have been killed just in the past week.
We're talking with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, who sits on both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. And Congressman, ever since 9/11, the terms Taliban and Al-Qaeda have kind of been synonymous with one another. They're not exactly the same, but they're clearly intertwined since the Taliban, which ruled much of Afghanistan prior to 9/11, gave safe haven to Al-Qaeda. Now, as this debate inside the Obama administration plays out, we're seeing some figures like the National Security Advisor and the Vice President suggesting that our real target ought to be Al-Qaeda. And while to the Taliban may need to be dealt with on some level to eradicate Al-Qaeda, that we need to focus on Al-Qaeda. And they say there's only about 100 of those figures left in Afghanistan. And so our approach there should be more targeted. What's your response to that strategic suggestion?
It's utterly bizarre. In fact, we had hearings this week of the Armed Services Committee and Foreign Affairs Committee. It was pointed out at the Foreign Affairs Committee hearing yesterday that Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are genetically connected to the point where they've intermarried over the past 20 years. And so it, for people to somehow delineate between the two is, as one of the witnesses said, making things up. Again, this is the same White House that somehow has said, well, we can work with the Taliban like we work with Hezbollah. Well, I disagree. Hezbollah is a terrorist organization. It has attacked Israel numerous times. The thought that we would be working with Taliban or Hezbollah shows a complete lack of understanding, Greg, that these people have every intent. These are very well-educated, very well-financed people who want to kill and exterminate every American.
Congressman, a few minutes left here and a couple issues before we get to that. General McChrystal submitted his report on August 30th, a few weeks later. He came up with his official troop increase recommendation. We've heard anything from 40,000 to now about 80,000. It's been almost 7 weeks since that initial report was submitted. What do you make of how important it is to do this in a timely fashion, and what do you suspect the president will ultimately decide?
Well, I just sincerely hope that the president will reflect on his speech August the 17th in Phoenix, where he clearly indicates he knows that Afghanistan is now the central front. We've been successful in Iraq. The central front, according even to Osama bin Laden, is now Afghanistan. That's what his spokesman Zawahiri has said. We must face the enemy overseas to protect American families at home. And I have great faith in General Stanley McChrystal. He was appointed by President Obama. The ambassador, General Ambassador Eikelberry, was appointed by President Obama. Of course, President Obama has maintained General Petraeus to be the overall commander. He should pay attention to the commanders in the field. Every day he delays, I think he puts American troops at risk. I think he gives false encouragement to our enemies.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Congressman. Number one, on Thursday, the House of Representatives approved an appropriations bill for Homeland Security that included a provision that allows Guantanamo detainees to be brought to the U.S. for trial. Obviously, the administration wants to close Guantanamo by January, although most estimates now suggest that won't happen at least that quickly. Your thoughts on that provision being included in that bill, even though you and your colleagues tried to stop it?
Well, we tried to stop it, and that's, again, utterly bizarre. By bringing these terrorists to the United States and creating a circumstance of them coming under the rights and privileges of American citizens, this is putting the American citizens at risk, because these people will play games with the American judicial system. I'm an attorney. I know they will play games with the system. They will very likely be released. And then they will continue the war on terrorism. These are educated people. I've been to Guantanamo Bay twice. These are highly educated people. They know what they want to do, and that is kill Americans, kill Israelis. Their whole goal in life, that is their whole goal of the ultimate destruction of the United States. And the thought that we would invite them here and provide them rights and privileges is just not correct. They should be given military tribunals. They should be held in a place where they're safely away from American families.
And as we reported a couple of weeks ago here on the program, is actually a former Guantanamo detainee that is now the ringleader of some of the forces that we're dealing with and are causing trouble against us in Afghanistan. Congressman, just before we let you go, we know that on Friday morning there were reports of a collision of fighter jets from bases in your home state. What can you tell us about that?
Well, there were two fighter jets off the coast of South Carolina. We have extraordinary training ranges there. And my thoughts and are with the families of these pilots. They're very brave, from Shaw Air Force Base, from Charleston Air Force Base. I actually represent the Marine Corps Air Force Base, Air Base at Beaufort. And so we have extraordinary training out there. We have the best pilots, the best equipment in the world. And so I'm just confident we'll find out the cause. And but indeed, my thoughts and prayers are with the families of all of our pilots.
Congressman, as always, you've been extremely generous with your time. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Best wishes to you.
Absolutely, sir. South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and House Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.